The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
And tonight is the night. Now we wrap up state championships across the state. Titles have been crowned, and we'll crown another champion here tonight. United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. The Class 1A Division I state championship closes out with the Centralia Panthers taking on the Pretty Prairie Bulldogs. Winner, the state champs here in 2022. Good evening from Dodge City. Kirk Hillman in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman with you. It has been an incredible ride for the Centralia Panthers here this season. The two seed entering this tournament, and they are still perfect and looking to cap an undefeated state title season if they can knock off Pretty Prairie tonight. Centralia 25-0. They beat Spearville in the quarterfinals on Thursday night, 59-42. And then last night beat 6-seed Burlingame 53-45 to get to this championship game here tonight. And that Burlingame contest last night, the Bearcats came out, scored the first 8 points of that game, forcing Roger Holthaus to call an early timeout. They were down 18-11 at the end of the first quarter. But in quarters 2 and 3, Centralia outscored Burlingame 37-9 to take a 20-point lead into the fourth quarter. But the Bearcats would roar back and get back within 10 and within 8 a couple of times, but that was as close as they would get as Centralia held on to win it 53-45 and now making their 10th appearance in a state championship game, looking for their 6th title and the first since 2016. The quarterfinals was against the 7th seed, the semifinals against the 6th seed, and the championship tonight against the 5th seed. Pretty Prairie comes in at 24-1. Their lone loss on the year was to Norwich. That was back in mid-January. But they got the better of Norwich in the sub-state title game as they won that one by 22 points. Norwich at the time was 18-2. But Pretty Prairie, that's their only loss this season. They have won 13 straight. They got by 4-seed Osborne in the quarters, 52-33. And then they held off a late rally from Hodgman County last night. Top seed Hodgman County down big early but came back. But Pretty Prairie able to hold on and win that ball game 37-32. This is their first ever trip to a state championship game. Or check that. Let me say that again. Pretty Prairie is going for their first state title in school history. This is the third time they've been in the state title game. The last was 1996, and the time before that was 1978. They've now made 7 trips to the Final Four, 8th overall trip to the state tournament, and this is their first time being here since 2000. Of course, Centralia was here just a couple of years ago before everything was called off due to COVID-19. The Panthers, they have the rich history. They've been here more, but now it all comes down to one final game. The 25-0 Panthers, the 2 seed. The 24-1 Bulldogs, the 5 seed. A championship is on the line, and we'll take a break. Our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
FM KMZA.
Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you from Dodge City United Wireless Arena as we bring you the Class 1A Division 1 State Basketball Championship game here tonight as it's the 2-seed Centralia Panthers at 25-0 battling 5-seed Pretty Prairie coming into tonight's game at 24-1. Getting you set for the starting lineups and the tip-off just a few minutes away, but we'll get you set for this ball game as they get set to announce the starting lineups. Again, for Centralia, looking for their first state championship since 2016 and the sixth all-time. This is also the 10th time they've been in a state title game. State tournament wins now up to 32 for the Panthers all-time. Of course, making the semifinals gave them their 14th appearance in the Final Four. Of course, 2016, again, the last state championship, and last was here in 2020 before everything was called off due to COVID-19. Now for Pretty Prairie, again, they're going for their first ever state championship here tonight. Third time in the state title game in their school's history, 1978 and then 1996. And then now, of course, getting to the semifinals, seven trips to the semifinals all time for Pretty Prairie and eighth trip overall here to the state tournament, but it's the first time they have been here since 2000. And they're looking to win one more game, but they got to get by the undefeated Panthers, who have just been dominant here shooting the basketball. And first two games, they've been roughly over 44% from three-point range. They hit 50% of their threes. They were 10 of 20 from downtown in the win over Spearville on Thursday, and then they went 7 of 16, right about 43% from three in the win last night over Burlingame. Now for Pretty Prairie in their first game against Osborne, they shot it well. 50% from the floor, they were 5 of 12 from 3, and they held Osborne to just 31% from the floor and forced Osborne into 17 turnovers. Now, the game against Hodgman County in the semifinals last night, much different story. They got out to a good lead at 15-5, and they led by 14 at halftime. They were outscored 20-11 in the second half, which made the game much tighter than it originally looked. But Pretty Prairie, they did not shoot it well in their win last night. They were held to 35% shooting, and they turned it over 18 times in that game. They were 5 of 15 from 3 and just 10 of 22 from the free throw line. But they held Osborne, or I should say that Hodgman County, they were just as bad or even a little bit worse shooting. So both teams struggled in that semifinal game between Pretty Prairie and Hodgman County. But Centralia has been lights out offensively here in the first two ball games. And let's get you tonight's starting lineups. And it's been the same for Centralia all season long. And we'll start in the backcourt. The 5'5 junior, Lena Haverkamp, a two-year starter. She's been in double figures in both games here in this state tournament. Jaden Wells also in the backcourt, the 5'6 junior guard. And then Abby Flinty as well, the 5'5 senior, who was dynamite with 13 points and 4 assists in the win against Berlin game last night. And then Avery and Owen Dieters, Owen the 5'8 freshman, Avery the 5'8 senior. Owen has gone for 21 and 16 respectively. Avery a little more quiet in the Berlin game contest last night with just 9 points, was 3 of 5 though shooting from the floor after going for a near double-double, 13 points and 9 rebounds in the quarterfinal win against Spearville. So again, for Roger Holthouse, as he searches for his second title as the head coach for Centralia, of course, again, last winning it in 2016. Let's get you Pretty Prairie and their starting lineup, the Bulldogs at 24-1. Their head coach is Scott Goering, and they'll go like this. Aubrey Young is a 5'6 senior guard at 7.5 points per game, had 7 in the win against Hodgman County last night. Also in the backcourt is Jora Harbaugh, a 5'5 senior guard. It's just under 12 points per game, but she dishes out nearly 5 assists per contest and has 4 steals a game as well. Bailey Young, a 5'10 junior forward at 11.2 points per game, also 6.8 rebounds a contest. McKenna Vogel is a 6-foot junior. Now, she could be a real problem tonight for Centralia. Very athletic, leading scorer, 13.5 points per game and over 8 rebounds and nearly blocking 2 shots a game. Every bit of 6 foot, the junior McKenna Vogel is a key watch here tonight for Centralia. And then rounding things out, Trinity Cruz, a 5'6 junior guard at 5.2 points per game and 4.5 steals per contest, which leads the Bulldogs. So again, for Pretty Prairie, it will be Young, Harbaugh, Young. You got Aubrey and Bailey Young, McKenna Vogel, and Trinity Cruz. I like what Centralia is doing here tonight. They have worn the home white uniforms in the first 2 games. They're rocking the all-black road uniforms here in the state championship. The Bulldogs are rocking their home white uniforms. But, of course, the Centralia faithful, loud and proud as always. And everything has come down to this one game. From late November and early December games to right now, nothing has really mattered until this fall game here tonight. Centralia and Pretty Prairie for the 1A Division I State Championship. We'll step aside for another timeout. Tip-off is just minutes away, and we got it coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Chelsea Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your real life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Gansaland Radio.
And just like that, the ball is up. The Bulldogs have it. Pretty Prairie, the opening possession. And the 1A Division I State Championship game is underway. Bulldogs will go left to right here in the first half. They want to go to Vogel inside quickly. Guarded man-to-man here by Avery Dieter. She's quickly doubled, had it knocked away in a steal. Turnover by the Bulldogs, and Centralia picks it off with Owen Dieters. First possession on offense for the Panthers. 21 seconds in, no score. Here's Haverkamp left side on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Flinty. Lost it, but able to gather near midcourt. Gets it high right to Owen Dieters. Owen has been spectacular here in this tournament. 21 points in round one, 16 and 6 boards in the win over Berlin game last night. Here's her sister Avery losing it at the free throw line, getting it back, and a whistle and a foul as she was looking for Flinty in the right corner. Our first foul at 7:18 left here in the opening quarter. And they get McKenna Vogel. So an early foul on the 6-foot junior. Something to keep an eye on there. That's the first foul of the ball game. So Centralia sets to throw it in underneath their own bucket as Owen looks to chuck it in to her sister Avery deep into the backcourt. Left side pass to Flinty to Avery for 3. It's good. Avery Dieters from downtown, and a 3-0 start here for the Panthers. Not quite a minute in. Good start here. Both sides of the ball by Centralia. Man-to-man here in the early going. Top of the key, it goes to Trinity Cruz, the 5'6 junior guard. Left side pass, it goes to Harbaugh. Harbaugh top of the key to Bailey Young. No dribble use there. Gets it right side back to Cruz. Into the corner, it goes to Aubrey Young. Guarded here by Owen Dieters. They get it inside. This is Bailey Young. Kicks it back out right wing to Aubrey Young. They'll reset. Good defense so far here by Centralia. Nearly getting another steal. Trying to toss it in. Right block. It goes to Vogel. Wants to back down Avery. Gets inside. Shot up and good. McKenna Vogel for two. And Centralia's lead is 3-2. 90-plus seconds into this first period. State championship on the line here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. Here's Avery Dieters. Left side on the wing. Hands it off right there to her sister Owen. Bulldogs going man-to-man as well. Owen being guarded by Cruz. Here's Avery right side on the wing, looking, skips it left corner to Wells, who fires a three. That one not there, no good, and a rebound for the Bulldogs. Wells has hit a couple of big threes in these first two games of the tournament. Not this time. Chance for the Bulldogs to take the lead. 5:55 clock moving first quarter. Centralia leading 3-2. Left side it goes to Aubrey Young. Again, they're trying to get Vogel inside, but good job here for the most part by Avery Dieters. In the post, here's Harbaugh, a drive, gets all the way in, but missed the layup. Vogel has the rebound and then is fouled and will shoot two. So an offensive rebound for McKenna Vogel will earn her a trip to the free throw line, as they're going to get Flinty with the first Centralia foul. And McKenna Vogel, 2 points, couple of rebounds already, but she has struggled at the line this season, 42%, and she misses the first. And she's been good in both games, although a little quiet offensively against Hodgman County, 6 points, but she's had 8 rebounds in both the first two games in this tournament. Her second free throw is up and good, so she goes 1 for 2. She has 3, and we're tied at 3. 5:35 and counting here in the first quarter. Here's Avery Dieters, top of the key, guarded by Vogel, giving her a little bit of cushion, but not much. Right side pass to Wells on the wing, looking for Flinty on a cut. It's not there. Hands it off to Haverkamp. A pull-up from 19. No good. And a rebound for the Bulldogs. Not a great shot there by Haverkamp. And now a chance for Pretty Prairie to take the lead. Not quite 3 minutes in. A 3-3 ball game. Right side pass into the corner with Cruz. They go inside to Vogel. Nearly had it knocked away, but collects. Working inside. Shot is up and good. Too much height inside with McKenna Vogel. She has all 5. Pretty Prairie takes their first lead at 5-3. So a 5-0 run here by the Bulldogs, all by McKenna Vogel. Here's Avery Dieters with it, left side. Thought about a three, Vogel closes out quickly. Wells lost it in the corner, but Flinty has it and is bumped and fouled. Bailey Young will pick up her first team second. So Centralia set to throw it in. 4:43 left here in the first quarter. As Haverkamp will throw it in far sideline in front of the Bulldogs bench. Short pass in, it goes to Owen Dieters. Again, guarded by Cruz, top of the key. Works it right, wants a ball screen, steps back, a deep three for the lead, is good! Owen Dieters from downtown, continuing her hot shooting. A 6-5 Centralia lead at 4.5 minutes to go here in the quarter. Centralia in this tournament, they have lived by the three, and they will continue to do so. Here's Vogel, top of the key, looking for somebody to hand it off with. Not there. Thought about pulling from 19. Still hesitating. Now wants to drive on Dieters. Spins. Lefty shot. Out, no good. But an offensive rebound is back up and in by Trinity Cruz. And she's got her first bucket. Pretty Prairie back in front. 7-6. 4 minutes to go in the first. Here's Avery Dieters, top of the key. Puts it on the dribble to the free throw line. Kicks it out top to Owen, who wants to step back. Thought about it. Instead gets it off to Flinty, right side on the wing. Bouncing it to Wells on the right wing. Holds it there waist high. Now up top it goes to Haverkamp. She works it right to the wing. Flinty gets it right there. Holds it high above her head. Puts it on the dribble. Drives baseline underneath the bucket. Lost it out of bounds and a turnover. Centralia turns it over. We'll get our first subs of the game. Abigail White, the senior guard, coming in for Pretty Prairie. Tatum Kramer, the freshman, into the game for Centralia, taking Jaden Wells' spot. 3:37 left in this first quarter. Good pace by both teams. Bulldogs in front, 7-6 with the ball. Here's Harbaugh, far sideline up the floor. Had it knocked away from behind. Avery Dieters hits the deck. She has it. Still trying to fight and get it away to somebody and gets it off to Abby Flinty. They work it up the floor. Haverkamp for two. It's good. Lena Haverkamp, a big bucket, her first, 8-7, Centralia by one. 3:15 to go here in the first. Multiple lead changes already. Expecting this one to be tight from start to finish. Here's Vogel, top of the key. Left side pass, it goes to Harbaugh on the wing. Now they have an entry pass deflected back out top, but they keep the possession here with Harbaugh. Backs out near the midcourt stripe. Now works it to the right wing with a ball screen from Vogel. Gets it to the free throw line. Vogel gets inside. Shot up and good. Right now, Centralia has zero answers for McKenna Vogel. She's got 7 of the 9. Bulldogs back in front, 9-8 with 2:40 to go. Avery Dieters, a straight on three, is good! Another triple for Centralia. 6 on 2 threes for Avery Dieters. 11-9, Panthers back in front with 2.5 minutes to go here in the first. Picking up right where they left off against Burlingame last night. Far pass into the corner with Harbaugh goes. Now a long pass up top to Aubrey Young. Not using the dribble. Left side it goes to Harbaugh for three. Nearly banked it in, but no good. Another offensive rebound for Vogel. And then she's going to be tied up, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Centralia. So they close on it quickly after Vogel nabbed the offensive rebound as Trinity Cruz comes back into the game. As Jora Harbaugh will take a seat. Centralia leading 11-9 with 2:08 to go here in the first. They get the ball back after the tie-up. Here's Haverkamp. Slow across the midcourt stripe. Left side pass to Kramer. She gets her first touch. Top of the key it goes to Flinty. Right side pass to Avery Dieters. Inside to Owen. Nearly lost it. Spinning on a double team and backs it out into the right corner. And then had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good defense there. We'll stay here with the Panthers. Down to 1:48 left here in the quarter. Three threes here in the first quarter, two by Avery and one by Owen. 11-9, the Centralia lead as we're coming up on the final 90 seconds here in the period. Here's Avery at the right elbow, back against the basket. Now facing the basket, she'll pull from there and deliver. Avery Dieters, a hot start. She's got 8 on 3 makes, including 2 threes. Largest lead for the Panthers at 13-9 at under 90 seconds left here in the quarter. Here's Aubrey Young. Up top it goes. This is Bailey Young. Left side pass to White in the corner for three. It's good. Abigail White, the senior off the bench with a big triple for Pretty Prairie. Panthers lead cut back to 1 at 13-12. 1:09 left to go in this first quarter. Here's Avery Dieters, high right. Gets by Vogel. Stops. And is blocked inside, and now we're going to get a whistle and another tie-up, and the possession arrow's going back to Pretty Prairie. Vogel with a big block shot on Dieters inside. And now a chance for Pretty Prairie to retake the lead right at 58 seconds left to go here in the quarter. 13-12, Centralia. Show a little bit of pressure here in the half court. Bulldogs get up with no problem. Here is Abigail White, top of the key, left side pass, it goes to Aubrey Young. Vogel comes and gets it up top, closed out quickly by Kramer. Not using the dribble, they work it right side into the corner with Cruz. Now inside it goes to Bailey Young. Cruz again, ball fake, gets inside, kicks it up top to White, left side pass to Young. Now Vogel short corner left. Both Dieters guarding, and an offensive foul as she buries through, and that's the second foul on McKenna Vogel. That is a huge foul here in the first. We'll get a sub into the game. It'll be Grace Webster, the 5'9 senior, but McKenna Vogel picking up her second foul, and monster is here. So we'll see how they dial up the time management for the rest of the first half, but the Panthers get it back, 24 seconds to go, leading 13-12. Here's Owen Dieters, slow across the timeline from right to left, down to 16 seconds. Left side pass to Flinty on the wing, more towards the corner with Wells, down to 10 seconds. Here's Haverkamp, pulls up, shot was partially blocked, not a good look for Haverkamp. Now Pretty Prairie with 4 seconds up the floor. Here's Aubrey Young, left side, and into the corner, shot up at the buzzer, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. The 1A Division I state championship game. Through 8 minutes, Centralia 13, Pretty Prairie 12. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, serving the area for over 70 years. Bruna Implement, dedicated to the agricultural community, whether it's a new tractor, combine, baler, windrower, Kinsey planter, Great Plains drill, or Gale skid steer, Bruna Implement has the capacity to serve you.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia leads Pretty Prairie 13-12 here in the state championship game in Dodge City. As we get set to start the second quarter, both teams shoot 5 of 9 from the floor in the first quarter. Difference is Centralia was 3 of 4 from 3, while Pretty Prairie was just 1 out of 2, and Avery Dieters, a hot start, 3 for 4, 2 for 2 from 3, and 8 points. Second quarter underway. Panthers by one. They have the ball going from right to left. Here's Wells, top of the key. Works it right side to Owen on the wing. Will step back. Another three. Not there this time. Short. And a rebound for the Bulldogs. Bailey Young grabs that miss. Gets it up the floor to Harbaugh, the 5'5 senior guard. Long pass to Aubrey Young in the corner. And the pass is picked off by Flinty. And Flinty had it knocked away. And now some numbers potentially here. For Centralia, long pass up the floor. Haverkamp, a left corner three, not there, too strong. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it's last touch by Pretty Prairie. So Centralia able to keep it here underneath their own bucket. 35 seconds into the second quarter, 13-12 Panthers. Owen Peters throws it in up top, high left to Haverkamp, right side to Flinty. She runs through into the right corner, gets it back, works it to the right wing. Good defense here by Cruz, Sano, and Dieters. Gets to Avery into the right corner, wants to go baseline, gets by the defender, lofts the pass up top. Here's Haverkamp, a straight on two. This one too strong, but Haverkamp able to get her own rebound, and then she is fouled on the play. A tough shooting start here for Haverkamp, but she draws the foul here. As Trinity Cruz picks up the foul, her first team fourth. So once again, they'll throw it in. Panthers get it up top here to Avery Dieters. Wants to hand it off to her sister, Owen. Instead, fights through a couple defenders, but kicks it back up top to Owen. Owen wants a high ball screen, wants to step back. Instead, skips it here, left side on the wing to Wells, who hands it off to Flinty up top. Flinty gets to the free throw line and pulls. Too strong. Haverkamp, another offensive rebound. Here's Flinty. Drives, kicks it up top. Here's Owen Dieters. And she's called for a double dribble. So after all that, Centralia turns it over and gives it back to Pretty Prairie. Panthers leading 13-12, 6:41 until halftime. Showing some full court pressure. They back it up more to a half court press. Owen Dieters up top, this 1-3-1 half court pressure. But they get it inside quickly. Shot is up. No good. It rims out. But a second chance opportunity is up and in for Grace Webster. 14-13. Pretty Prairie takes the lead. Here's Avery Dieters. Right side. High on the wing. Guarded by Bailey Young. Picks up the dribble. Left side pass to Haverkamp. Not quite 2 minutes into this second quarter. Pretty Prairie back in front. 14-13. Here's Owen. Gets inside, shot up, no good, but a foul. Nice ball fake. Got Bailey Young in the air and came down on top of her. Got her from behind. Second foul on Young, team foul number 5. And Avery Dieters to the line, a chance to give Centralia the lead back. Good start, 8 points, couple of threes. First free throw up and good. We're tied at 14. And she leads all scorers right now with 9. As McKenna Bogle checks back into the game right at the 6-minute mark here in the second quarter, she has 2 fouls. Something to monitor with her PT here in the second quarter. Chance for the lead. Got it. 2-for-2 trip there by Avery Dieters. She's got 10 here in the first half. Centralia back in front, 15-14. at under 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Here's Harbaugh. They get it to Vogel, baseline left, and then a foul on a three is going to put Aubrey Young at the stripe for three. And Owen Dieters slapped down as she was coming up in her shooting motion and caught the arm, and now Aubrey Young will shoot three. And the first is good. We're tied at 15. First point tonight for Aubrey Young. Had seven in their win last night against Hodgman County. Second is good as well. Pretty Prairie back in front, 16-15. Abigail White checks back in here for the Bulldogs, taking the spot of Cruz. Third is good. So three free throws here for Aubrey Young. Gives Pretty Prairie a 17-15 advantage at under 5:45 left here in the second. Here's Owen Dieters, right side pass to Avery in the corner. Holds it high, skips it. McKenna Vogel's high hands go up there, deflect it, and comes away with a steal. Here's Harbaugh off the floor, pushing the pressure. Bulldogs now slow it down a little bit. They lead it 17-15. Here's Vogel at the elbow, right side pass to White in the corner for three. Not there. Tipped in the air. Vogel gets the offensive rebound and then throws it away. Had a chance to go up for two and then threw it right into the hands of Owen Dieters. 17-15, Pretty Prairie. 3 minutes into this second quarter. Here's Flinty, a baseline drive. Skips it to Wells along two. Not there. No good. Haverkamp the rebound. Her second shot is no good. And now a third opportunity is blocked by Vogel as Wells had a chance at it but couldn't connect. 17-15, Pretty Prairie. Here's Harbaugh, a little pull-up, banks it in. Jora Harbaugh, her first bucket. 19-15, Bulldogs now with a four-point lead. 4:35 left to go here in the first half. Here's Avery Dieters, right side, in the corner, looking for someone to give it to. Had it knocked out of bounds, and it's last touch by Avery, and a turnover by Centralia. And Roger Holthouse wants a timeout. Momentum right now for Pretty Prairie. They lead it 19-15 at 4:26 left here in the first half. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 13-12, Centralia had the lead at the end of the first quarter. Both teams have had leads of four. Right now, the four-point lead is for the Bulldogs at 19-15. McKenna Vogel, 7 points and four rebounds here early on to lead the Bulldogs, but she has two fouls. Aubrey Young has three. Abigail White also with three. Harbaugh and Cruz, along with Webster, each have two. Avery Dieters leading the charge for the Panthers. She has 10. And then three from her sister Owen. And the other two from Haverkamp. Out of the timeout, Kramer, Haverkamp, Avery and Owen Dieters, and Flinty on the floor. Vogel, Webster, White, Harbaugh, and Aubrey Young on the floor here for the Bulldogs. So now Centralia showing some pressure here in the full court. They get it into Abigail White, who touches it right back to Aubrey Young. Man-to-man defense here in the full court. Here's Harbaugh. Here's sideline. Now crossing over. Wants to work it all the way. Lay up. Good, but a turnover. An offensive foul and a legal screen as they get Grace Webster, and that's a turnover. That's a big foul because Harbaugh got all the way to the rim and laid it in. But they get Webster with an illegal screen. Panthers get it back, trailing 19-15 at 4:10 left here in the first half. State championship game here in Dodge City. Owen nearly doubled, nearly had it knocked away, but gets it off to Flinty, who loses it at the top of the key. Bulldogs very aggressive here on defense. And then a tough shot inside is good for Owen Dieters. She's got five. Big bucket for the Panthers. 19-17, Pretty Prairie. 3:46 and change until halftime. Here's Harbaugh, left side, steps back for a deep three, well short, and a rebound for Owen Dieters and fouled by Webster. Back-to-back fouls by Grace Webster, and Emma Hendrickson, a junior, is going to check in for her. A big rebound, that's team foul number seven, so Owen Dieters to the free throw line with a 1-1, and a chance to tie this game if she can knock down both. Contrillia's just been called for two fouls here in the first half. Trinity Cruz checks back in as well, taking the spot of Harbaugh. So Owen Dieters, 21 against Spearville, 16 against Burlingame. She has five here tonight. First chance at the line for her, and she gets it to go. Contrillia has started 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Owen now with six on the night. 19-18 Pretty Prairie, 3:39 until halftime. Second for Owen is off the rim three times, no good. Vogel the rebound for the Bulldogs. 19-18, Pretty Prairie by one with 3.5 minutes left here in the first half. Here's Aubrey Young, right side on the wing, getting a high ball screen from Vogel. Skips it left into the corner with Abigail White. Curls around the arc, long pass top of the key, it goes to Cruz. Right side in the corner with Aubrey Young. Short corner right, it's Vogel. She wants it to clear out, but instead she'll get it back up top here to Aubrey Young. Young high right, guarded by Owen Dieters. Left side pass to Abigail White, guarded by Kramer. Quincy went for the steal. Cruz gets it right corner. Young for three, got it. Aubrey Young for downtown. Quincy went for the steal, got her out of position. And a big bucket, lead back to four for the Bulldogs at 22-18, under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Quincy guarded heavily there by Cruz. Now Owen Dieters has it up top, working towards the right wing. Bouncing it inside to Avery. Turning, kicking it back up top here, right side. It's Haverkamp to Flinty. Nice ball fake, gets inside, shot is up, no good. Rebound, McKenna Vogel. Another rebound for Vogel. She's got six here in the first half. And the Bulldogs with a four-point lead at 22-18, slowing down the pace with 2:25 left here in the first. Here's Vogel. Right block, turns, shot is up, no good. Rebound for Owen Dieters. Owen wants to get out and transition a little bit. Long pass up the floor to Avery. Stop and pop for two is no good. Missed the layup. And it's chased down into the corner, and the Bulldogs have it. Missed opportunity there for Avery Dieters in the transition game. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. 22-18 our score. Here's Young inside. A lot of contact. Out of bounds, and back to Centralia it goes. Good.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Number three, so still some fouls to give, but Flinty has picked up her second. And Wells will check back in for her. Pretty Prairie with a 22-18 lead with 1:02 left here in the first half. As Harbaugh will check back in for the Bulldogs, replacing Cruz. Aubrey Young set to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. No team has had a lead larger than four. Up top it goes. Here's Hendrickson. Now Harbaugh gets in. Back to Hendrickson at the elbow for two. Good. Nice pass to Hendrickson, and she knocks in a bucket. 24-18. Largest lead here for Pretty Prairie. Now with 45 seconds left here in the first half, and another block shot inside by Vogel as Owen tried to draw the foul but did not get it. Aubrey Young fires a three. No good. Rebound for Kramer with 32 seconds left here in the first half. Kramer far sideline up the floor. Let's see how Centralia wants to handle the final 25 seconds. Haverkamp drives in, kicks it up top to Avery Dieters. Dieters will step back and fire a three and banks it in. A monster shot. Avery Dieters, 13, 24, 21, Pretty Prairie. Big stand here for the Panther defense. 8 seconds to go. Panther fans on their feet. Harbaugh, high ball screen, gets it left side. Now skip to Vogel with 2 seconds, and they're not going to get a shot up in time. They lost track of the clock, and that's the end of the first half. The 1A Division I state title game, a good one through 16 minutes. 5-seed Pretty Prairie, 24. 2-seed Centralia, 21. Halftime is next, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. 24-21, Pretty Prairie. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town. I did. Where'd you go? Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Ag Partners is proud to support the Centralia Lady Panthers in the 2022 state basketball tournament. Good luck, Panthers, from your partner in Ag for all your agricultural needs in Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska, and Northwest Missouri. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Thrivin offers financial advice and solutions to give you financial clarity so that you can have a balanced portfolio and a balanced life. To learn more, visit Thrivent.com or call me, Kyle Olson, toll free at 866-740-4648.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tatman with you here from United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. Class 1A Division I Girls State Basketball Championship game has Pretty Prairie on top of Centralia, 24-21 here at halftime. Centralia led 13-12 at the end of the first quarter, but the Bulldogs outscored the Panthers 12-8 in the second. Largest lead of the game was 6 for Pretty Prairie. Centralia had a 4-point lead on two occasions. There's been 9 lead changes and 3 ties in this game. Longest run for both teams was a 5-0 spurt by Centralia. Pretty Prairie went on a 10-2 run in that second quarter. But right now, Pretty Prairie leading this one 24-21 here at halftime. Shooting numbers for both teams, a struggle for Centralia, not necessarily the 3-point shot, but just overall, as it's been good the first two games, but not so much tonight, as Centralia has struggled offensively, just 7-21 shooting for 33%. They have knocked down 4-7 from 3, but the inside game and shots are close, just are not there. McKenna Vogel, again, a defensive nightmare for Pretty Prairie, and it's caused a lot of issues inside, but we'll see how they adjust here in the second half. But just 7-21 for Centralia in the first half, 4-7 from 3, 3-4 at the free throw line. Pretty Prairie, they were 9-19 shooting in the first half, 47.4%. They hit 2-6 from 3, and they were 4-5 from the free throw line. I said it in pregame, McKenna Vogel could be a problem for Centralia tonight, and despite picking up a couple of early fouls and sitting on the bench for a couple of minutes, 7 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks for McKenna Vogel to lead Pretty Prairie in the first half. They also got 6 from Aubrey Young and 3 from Abigail White. Avery Dieter certainly doing everything she can to keep the Panthers in this game. She went 4-6 in the first half, 13 points, and was perfect. 3 for 3 from downtown. Her sister Owen with 6 in the first half. She was 2 of, her correction, no, was right, 2 of 4 from the floor, 1 of 2 from 3. And the other 2 points coming from Lena Haverkamp. And Haverkamp struggled offensively a couple of times trying to force the issue, but she was 1 of 7 shooting in the first half. But the only other player to shoot a shot is Jaden Wells. She was 0 for 2. I guess Abby Flinty as well took a couple of shots and missed. But right now it's been Avery and Owen Dieters kind of leading the charge. 19 of the 21 Centralia points. And McKenna Vogel, 7 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks in the first half for the Bulldogs. And the rebounding numbers, 15 to 10 in favor of Pretty Prairie. We'll step aside for another break. Our halftime coverage continues from the state title game in Dodge City. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local Shelter Insurance agent in Seneca, David Hutfoot.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, serving the area for over 70 years.
Bruna Implement, dedicated to the agricultural community, whether it's a new tractor, combine, baler, windrower, Kinsey planter, Great Plains drill, or Gale skid steer, Bruna Implement has the capacity to serve you. Ag Partners is proud to support the Centralia Lady Panthers in the 2022 state basketball tournament. Good luck, Panthers, from your partner in Ag for all your agricultural needs in Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska, and Northwest Missouri. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans. The Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Saltbomber Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Saltbomber Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
KMZA.
What adjustments will be made in the second half? Centralia trailing Pretty Prairie 24-21. 16 minutes left to decide a Class 1A Division 1 state champion here in Dodge City. A final two-minute timeout. We're back with the second half in just 2 minutes. Pretty Prairie 24, Centralia 21. The second half is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hale gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. That's why we offer purpose-driven solutions that help you find financial clarity. To learn more and schedule a meeting in our new Centralia office, call toll-free 866-740-4648.
KMZA.
16 minutes to decide a state champion here in Dodge City. Pretty Prairie, the 5-seed Bulldogs on top of 2-seed Centralia, 24-21, as we get set to start the third quarter. As state champions being crowned all throughout the day. Some of our local teams real quick. The Valley Falls boys losing in the third place game in 2A to Linden, 66-50. The Hanover boys in the 1A-D2 title game lost in crushing fashion. They lost on a game-winning three at the buzzer as they lose to Greeley County, 56-55. And then Royal Valley lost by 10 to Heston in the 3A title game, a ball game you heard earlier on KNZA 103.9. Here we go. Second half underway. Bulldogs from right to left with it in a three-point lead. Vogel at the elbow. Pass knocked away into steal. Avery Dieters comes away with it. Good start here for the Centralia defense. Haber Camp, a pull up from the left baseline. It's an air ball, no good. And another rebound for McKenna Vogel. 30 seconds in third quarter, 24-21, Pretty Prairie. Harbaugh, high right, calling out the play. Guarded by Flinty. Dribbling closer to the free throw line. Backing it out right wing. Gets a high ball screen from Vogel, and there's a whistle and a foul. And they get Flinty with her third. And just like that, 45 seconds in, here comes Tatum Kramer. Flinty has to go out with three fouls. So big spot here for the freshman Kramer. Going to see some clutch minutes here early on in the third quarter. Pretty Prairie leading 24-21. Here is Young for three. Got it. And a fist pump to boot. Aubrey Young now with nine. 27-21, ties the largest lead here tonight for Pretty Prairie at 6. Left side to Kramer, skips it high right here to Avery Dieters, puts it on the dribble, pulls up from 15, no good. And another rebound for Vogel. Boy, they just have no answer for that length inside. And she just nabs every single rebound. 27-21 Centralia, 6:40 left here in the third quarter. Harbaugh to Vogel, left elbow, turns, facing the bucket, looking right towards the wing, still holding it at the hip, hands it off to Harbaugh up top. Harbaugh backing out to the right wing, now wants to go baseline, long pass to Cruz here, left wing. Now Vogel, short corner left, back to Cruz, high left. Cruz on the dribble, working inside, kicks it up top to Harbaugh, guarded here by Haverkamp. Not quite 2 minutes in, Harbaugh stepping back for three, off the rim, no good, rebound for Kramer. Kramer off to Owen Dieters. Coming up on 2 minutes into this third quarter. 27-21. Centralia trailing by six with the ball. Here's Owen Dieters, left side on the wing, looking towards the top of the key. Haverkamp has it, right side to Avery. Closed out quickly by Vogel. Nice ball fake, gets inside. Shot up, blocked again by Vogel, and a rebound for the Bulldogs. Four block shots here for McKenna Vogel. Harbaugh pushing the pace. Here's Young. And she's called for a travel. Turnover by the Bulldogs. Well, right now, Centralia struggling offensively here to start the second half. Not had any good looks. And now four block shots for the six-foot senior, McKenna Vogel, for Pretty Prairie. 27-21. Here's Owen Dieters working around an Avery Dieters ball screen. Not much with it. Gets it off to Avery here, right side on the wing. Up top it goes to Jaden Wells, who hands it right there to Haverkamp. Touch pass right here on the wing. It goes to Avery Dieters. Now she wants to work it into the corner. Curls baseline. Skips it to Haverkamp. She'll curl. Kramer up top. Now Wells. A right wing triple. Not there. A little too strong. Battle for the rebound. And we get a tie-up And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Centralia. As Cruz and Owen Dieters got tied up near the free throw line. About to be 3 minutes into this third quarter. 27-21, Pretty Prairie by six. Ties their largest lead. Owen Dieters throws it off the back of the defender, throwing it in. Gets her own miss. Kicks it to Haverkamp in the corner for three. In and out, no good. And chasing the rebound in the corner is Aubrey Young. In and out on that triple as the shooting woes continue here tonight for Centralia. Bulldogs by six, 4:45 left here in the third. Here's Bailey Young, gets inside, now Cruz has it, back to Young real quick, turns, shot is up, no good, missed everything, and Avery Dieters the rebound, and then she's fouled, trying to push the tempo. As Trinity Cruz picks up her second, that's their first foul here in the second half. So Haverkamp to toss it in, does so to Owen Dieters. Centralia still looking for their first points here in the second half. We're coming up on the halfway point here in the third. Haverkamp may have stepped on the sideline, but the official did not see it. Here's Avery, short corner right, drives baseline, kicks it left side, nearly thrown away, but Haverkamp goes up high to bring it down. Here's Owen Dieters, top of the key, wants a double screen, works it right, gets bumped, backed out to the right wing, bouncing it up top to Avery. 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Avery a drive, shot is up, no good, blocked again, and now a whistle and a foul on Tatum Kramer. The length is now more than ever an issue here. At Centralia, they're not getting any looks that are very open on the outside, and then when they take it in, Bulldogs are very disciplined defensively. Bulldogs get it back. 3:55 left here in the third. 27-21 is their lead. Abigail White nearly traveled and double dribbled with it at the same time, but somehow got away with one, but gets it up the floor, and here's Harbaugh, guarded by Haverkamp. Left side pass, it goes on the wing. Man-to-man defense here by Centralia. Up top, it goes to Bailey Young. Right side to Harbaugh. Inside to Vogel on the block. Kicks it up top to Abigail White. Works it right wing. Backs out. Thought about a ball screen. Now Aubrey Young for three. This one's strong off the heel. Tatum Kramer, a rebound for Centralia. Off to Owen Dieter. She works it up the floor. Gets by White into the left corner with Haverkamp. Owen right back on the left wing. Gets a ball screen from Wells, steps back, now hesitates, drives, layup good. There's the first basket of the second half for Centralia. Much needed. Owen Dieters now with eight and a timeout for Roger Holthouse. It's a full, so we'll step aside. Pretty Prairie 27, Centralia 23, 3:04 left in the third quarter. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
FM KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Pretty Prairie with the basketball, leading by four. Here's Harbaugh with a long two. That's no good. An offensive rebound, though, by White. A left wing three is off by Young, and a rebound for Haverkamp, and then a whistle and a foul against Pretty Prairie. Good defensive stand there by the Panthers. They'll get it back with 2:43 left, or no foul. They'll say it was just out of bounds. Here comes Grace Webster, the 5'9 senior, back into the game for the Bulldogs. Both teams low scoring here in the second half. 2:43 left here in the period, 27-23. Bulldogs by four, but the Panthers have it back. Here's Owen Cedars across the timeline from left to right. Puts it on the dribble, wastes time with the right hand, gets all the way inside, turns, finds Avery in the right corner for three. Not there too strong, and a rebound for Pretty Prairie. Harbaugh collects. Up the floor she goes, gets it off to Abigail White on the right wing. Puts it on the dribble into the corner. Stuffed up there by Tatum Kramer. Up top it goes to Webster, shaded more to her right. Go back into the corner with White. White, Webster trying to do a little two-man game, and Harbaugh now gets it left side. Drive, splits two, layup no good. Webster a rebound, no good on a second chance, and a rebound for Kramer. Kramer has had three key rebounds here in the third quarter, keeping the possessions limited for the Bulldogs. Owen Dieters a step back three, not there, and the shooting woes continue. Another one-and-done possession for the Panthers. 1:45 left here in the third, 27-23 Bulldogs. Here's White, inside pass to Young, turns, fires, and hits. Bailey Young with two, makes it 29-23, Pretty Prairie. 90 seconds left here in the third. And tied for the largest lead of the game, they've had it now on three occasions. Here's Haverkamp, right side, gets to the free throw line, kicks it back to Wells, who puts it short corner right to Avery Dieters. Wells trying to set a screen, Avery bumps as she drove baseline, and a whistle and a foul. As they get the foul on Abigail White, that's her first. Team second. Trinity Cruz back into the game for the Bulldogs. So Centralia set to throw it in. Owen will do it underneath her own bucket. Looking, and a long pass to Kramer near midcourt. And now Haverkamp has it right side on the wing. Haverkamp spinning on Cruz, difficult shot, no good, but Wells able to get the offensive rebound. Big offensive rebound there for Jaden Wells. Owen Dieters a three, got this one. Big shot, Owen Dieters, finally a triple falls. 29-26, Pretty Prairie, 50 seconds left here in the third. Big time shot for Owen Dieters, much needed for the Panthers. Here's Abigail White, top of the key, left side pass, it goes to Aubrey Young. Now under 40 seconds left here in the quarter. Right side, it's Abigail White into the corner, right side with Cruz. Cruz now back up to Abigail Young, who goes right back inside. Here's Webster, turns, kicks it left. Abigail White for three, not there, and a rebound for Lena Haverkamp. 20 seconds left here for the Panthers, down three in the third quarter. Haverkamp gets it to Owen Dieters' left side. Roger Holthaus saying, let's slow it down, and there's a reach-in foul on Abigail White. That's going to be her second, team third. Clock stopped at 12.6 seconds here in the third quarter. 29-26, Pretty Prairie by three, but Centralia has a chance for the final shot of the quarter, and we get a whistle and a timeout by the Bulldogs. It's a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Bulldogs have had multiple six-point leads here in the third quarter, but right now, a big three just moments ago by Owen Dieters. Makes it 29-26, 12.6 seconds left here in the third. Panthers will have it out of the timeout. Pretty Prairie seeking their first ever state championship in girls basketball. Panthers looking for their first title since 2016. Roger Holthaus looking for his second as head coach of the Panthers. Avery and Owen Dieters, Lena Haverkamp, Jaden Wells, and Tatum Kramer will be on the floor for this final possession of the third quarter. Bailey Young, Webster, Aubrey Young, Cruz, and Harbaugh on the floor here for the Bulldogs. Kramer bouncing it into Owen Dieters. Down to 10 seconds, working it to the right wing. Wants a high ball screen, nearly had it knocked away, picks it up, 5 seconds to go. Here's Avery Dieters, drive, shot is blocked, but a foul. As Avery goes down hard, blocked by Webster, but a lot of body in there. And Avery slow to get up, but appears to be okay. 2.5 seconds remaining in the third. Two big free throws coming up here for Avery Dieters. 13 points tonight. She's 2 for 2 at the line. And a chance to get Centralia within one to potentially close out the third quarter. First free throw on the way. That one is good. Big shot. She's now 3 for 3 at the free throw line tonight. 14 in the ball game. The lead all scorers, her sister Owen, not far behind with 11. Second for Avery on the way. She got them both. Big free throw. She's got 15 tonight. 2 seconds here for the Bulldogs as Harbaugh chucks one from three-fourths court. That's no good. And we got a one-point game going to the fourth quarter with the state title on the line. Pretty Prairie 29, Centralia 28. And the fourth quarter is next after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our fantastic medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Dr. Tony Barkowski, Dr. Andy Stevie, Dr. Jared Snyder, Dr. Heather Myers, Lori Leger, Erica Winkler, Sherry Wessel, and Erica Bletcher for their hard work, dedication, and loyalty to their patients and our community, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Mike, my team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kilman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. One quarter to go, a state title on the line. Pretty Prairie with the basketball, leading Centralia 29-28. Here's Vogel back into the game, gets it left corner. They skip it right side to Harbaugh on the wing. Short corner pass underneath to Young, who skips it to Aubrey Young for three. That one too strong, tips into the backcourt, and Harbaugh has it for a second opportunity. Here's Aubrey Young with it to Vogel, left baseline. Long pass to Abigail White in the corner right side. Drives baseline. Difficult shot. No good. Another offensive rebound. Knocked away. Couple bodies hit the floor. If it's a tie-up, it's Centralia ball. So multiple offensive rebounds on that possession for Pretty Prairie. It ends with a tie-up and possession arrow back to Centralia. 7:27 left to go. Panthers can retake the lead if they can get a bucket here. Here's Owen Dieters across the timeline, angles right, stops here on the right wing. Up top it goes to Haverkamp, looking through for someone on a cut, not there. Owen Dieters gets it left side to the free throw line, backs up top, hesitates. Right side pass to her sister Owen, closed down quickly by Vogel. Get the high ball screen, now hesitation dribble, gets inside and layup is good. 17 for Avery Dieters, Centralia back in front, a minute into the fourth, 30-29. Here's Aubrey Young. Up top it goes to Bailey Young. Left side pass to Harbaugh on the wing. Gets a high ball screen. Not much with it. Plenty back in, playing good defense. Here's Aubrey Young in the right corner. Closed out quickly by Owen. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Owen. Bulldogs will keep the possession. At 6:40 left in this game. Panthers by one at 30-29. Aubrey Young to throw it in underneath for the Bulldogs. Finally gets it, trying to see the play develop, looking for Vogel, had it knocked away by Dieter, she has it, and then she slides out of bounds, so it'll stay here with Pretty Prairie. So a nice effort there by Avery Dieters, nearly coming up with a steal. Tough matchup for Avery Dieters here with Vogel, but she has held her own. Here's Harbaugh, top of the key, Harbaugh, good pass, easy two for McKenna Vogel. Pretty Prairie back in front, 31-30, 90 seconds into the fourth. Here's Avery Dieters, top of the key, thought about stepping into a triple, but Owen will get it and fire. Not there. Battle for the rebound. Avery has it. And a whistle and a foul. What hustle by Avery Dieters to collect that miss and draw the foul on Pretty Prairie. That's their 15th foul. Didn't see who the foul was on. It was their first. Might have been on Harbaugh. So a chance again here for Centralia to take the lead back. Down by one, not quite 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Here's Haverkamp, top of the key. They get it inside to Wells, splitting two, and another block shot by Vogel, but Haverkamp has this one. Avery Dieters for three, not there. And another offensive rebound inside, and a foul is called, and Owen Dieters to the line to shoot two. The undersized Panthers with three offensive rebounds on that possession, and it ends with Owen to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's the last foul to give for the Bulldogs, so the rest of the game, Centralia's in the bonus. Owen's first is good. We're tied. 31-31, 5:54 left in this game. 12 tonight for the freshman Owen Dieters in the state title game. Chance to give her team the lead back, and she does. Big free throws. 13 now for Owen Dieters as Kramer's going to check in for Wells. Centralia leading 32-31 with 5:54 left in this game. Here's the senior off the bench. Abigail White gets it off to Harbaugh, the starting point guard. Works it across the timeline from right to left. Angles to her right. Getting towards the right wing. Stops there. Waiting for a ball screen by Bailey Young. Using the opposite direction. Quickly switched off there. Owen Dieters. Great defense with her and Flinty. Pass inside. Vogel. Shot up no good, but a foul. And Vogel to the line will shoot two. Chance to give the Bulldogs the lead back. As they get Haverkamp with this foul. And team foul number three. So McKenna Vogel at the line, 9 points tonight. And the first free throw spins in there. She's now 2 of 3 at the line. And we're tied at 32-32 with 5:33 left in this game. Jaden Wells quickly back in, going to take the spot of Kramer. Vogel a chance here with this free throw to give the Bulldogs the lead back. We had 9 lead changes in the first half alone. We've probably had at least 5 or 6 here in the second half. Second free throw, no good. And a rebound for Haverkamp. We're tied at 32. Panthers with the ball. Just under 5.5 minutes to go in this state championship game. Here's Haverkamp for three. In and out, no good. Avery Dieters, though, an offensive rebound to Haverkamp. Her shot is blocked. Blocked from behind by Harbaugh. They work it up the floor to White. Here's Vogel. Steps in and missing the shot, getting her own rebound. Had it knocked away, and a steal by Avery Dieters. Big-time steal on McKenna Vogel. 32-32 tie, 5 minutes to go. Panthers have it back. Owen Dieters between the rings out high. Hands it off to Haverkamp, who works it from right to left, top of the key. Man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs. Been like that the majority of the evening. Here's Flinty, high left, up top to Wells. Quick right side pass to Owen on the wing. Spins away from Abigail White. Stops on a double team, short corner right. Has to get rid of it. Does so here to Haverkamp. Right side on the wing, guarded here by Bailey Young. Crossing over to Avery, top of the key. Left side to Jaden Wells. Back up top, it goes to Avery Dieters. She'll drive, take it all the way. Shot no good. Another block shot for McKenna Vogel. That's at least 5 here tonight for her, maybe 6. 32-32 tie, 4:10 to go. Bulldogs a chance to retake the lead. Here's Abigail White, up top to Vogel. Pulls up for 18. No good, too strong. Battle for the rebound, and we get a tie-up, and the possession arrow back to Centralia. So a big stand there defensively, as the Panthers will get it back. A 32-32 tie. With 3:59 left in this game. Fans are barking at the officials for something. Maybe thought they wanted a foul on Centralia. They did not get it. Here's Owen Dieters, right side on the wing. Wants to drive in, stops, kicks it left. Jaden Wells for three. That's too strong. Tipped in the air and a rebound for the Bulldogs. That would have brought the house down if that went in. 3:33 left, 32-32 tie, and a timeout for Pretty Prairie. It's a full. We'll step aside as well. The state championship on the line, and we're tied with 3.5 minutes to go. We're deadlocked at 32. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, deadlocked at 32 with 3.5 minutes left here in the state championship game. Bulldogs with the basketball. Abigail White has it. In between the rings, out high. A right side pass to Aubrey Young. Here's Bailey Young with it. Left side it goes. It's Abigail White. Harbaugh gets it in the corner. Thought about pulling. Instead turns it down. Aubrey Young gets it right side to White. 3:10 left in this ball game. Now Vogel gets it up top. Not a threat to shoot the three. Now sets a screen for White, who pulls and hits. Abigail White with a 17-foot two from the right wing. Pretty Prairie in front, 34-32 with under three to play. And then there's a whistle and there's a foul. They get McKenna Vogel inside and Owen Dieters to the line to shoot two. Was all ball with the hand, but certainly got Owen with the body, and that's where the foul was called. But again, Vogel, I think, has 6 blocks tonight. As Owen connects on the first free throw, she's got 14. As Avery and Owen Dieters right now have 31 of Centralia's 33 points. Chance to tie it. No good. She missed it, and a rebound for Pretty Prairie. 2:48 to go. 34-33, Pretty Prairie. Now they're going to slow things up. Roger Holthouse out of his seat, telling his team to ramp up the pressure defensively. Harbaugh inside, out of bounds. Last touch by Vogel, and it's back to Centralia. Turnover by the Bulldogs. Big turnover there. The pass was off target. If it was made on target, that would have been an easy two for Vogel inside. So a key miss there by Harbaugh, looking for the big 6-foot senior. And now here's a chance. With Vogel getting a quick breather, Webster checks in for a chance to take the lead for Centralia. They trail 34-33, 2.5 minutes and counting. The 1-8-D1 state title on the line. Here's Owen Dieters, in-out dribble, working to her right, gets all the way and lays it in! 16 and a timeout! It's a full. Centralia has retaken the lead, 35-34. With 2:23 left in the game, timeout. Roger Holthouse takes it for Centralia. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Cooking Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookingcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookingcompany.com to find out more. Cooking Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
KMZA.
2 minutes and 23 seconds away from potentially deciding a state champion here in Dodge City, Centralia. Leading Pretty Prairie, 35-34. Out of the timeout, Bulldogs with the basketball. Having to work the full length of the floor. Panthers showing a little bit of pressure here in the full court. Panthers have only committed 3 fouls here in the second half, so they have a few to give here down the stretch. Here's Harbaugh, right side on the wing, 2:15 and counting left. Centralia by one. Harbaugh, baseline drive, lost it, picked off by Avery Dieter. She comes away with the steal. Kramer with it back to Avery across the timeline. Panthers by one with 2 minutes to go. Here's Kramer right side to Haverkamp, up top to Owen. Now they're going to call a play and reset, let some time run. Here's Owen, top of the key, picks it up on the elbow, right side to Avery, thought about it, drives all the way, shot blocked again by Vogel. And a rebound for Harbaugh. That might be seven blocks for Vogel tonight. 35-34 Centralia, 1:35 left in the game. Pretty Prairie has a chance to retake the lead. Here's Bailey Young up top, right side to Harbaugh. Here's Aubrey Young in the corner. Closed out by Haverkamp. Abigail White for three. Nothing but net. And a timeout for the Bulldogs as Abigail White drains a three from straight on. And a minute 20 to go in this game. The Bulldogs now lead 37-35. It is a full, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Could be a back-breaking shot here for Centralia as Abigail White off the bench averaged just 3 points per game all season. She's hit two huge threes and has eight here in the title game. No bigger than the one she just hit to give her team a two-point lead with 1:20 to go. So the Panthers will have the ball out of the timeout. They'll have to go the full length of the floor. And again, Centralia with just three team fouls here in the second half, so they got quite a few fouls to give. So they can be a little aggressive defensively once Pretty Prairie gets the ball back. So now the Bulldogs showing some pressure here in the full court as Avery launching a long pass to Haverkamp, who hands it off to Owen. Down to a minute 15 left. Centralia trailing by two here in the state title game. Owen Dieters will back it out up top between the rings out high. They want to set a double screen. She works left, picks it up. Good defense here by the Bulldogs. Now Owen Dieters getting it left side. Wants the ball screen, a three for the lead. No good. Chasing down the rebound in the corner. Pretty Prairie has it. Gets it up here to Aubrey Young, and now they work it up the floor with 52 seconds, and there's a foul on Abby Flinty. And that is her fourth. Team foul number four. And now Centralia in a little bit of heat here. Down two. Pretty Prairie has the ball. They're into the floor with 52 seconds left in this game. Kramer back into the game, replacing Wells. And it was a decent look there by Dieters on that last three attempt. And it was close, but just off the mark. And Centralia has been a little more sluggish offensively here tonight, but it's not over. Here's Harbaugh. 48 seconds to go. They lead it by two. She's guarded by Flinty. Fans starting to get on their feet. And now a whistle and a timeout for Pretty Prairie. 41 and a half seconds to go. 37-35 Pretty Prairie. It has turned into a full, so we'll step aside as well. Centralia down two with 41 and a half seconds left here in the state championship game. We'll take a quick 30. We're back in a moment here on KMZA.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
One and a half seconds remaining here in the state title game. Centralia trailing Pretty Prairie 37-35 in what has been a very low scoring second half. But the Bulldogs have it. Centralia has two fouls to give. Haverkamp will guard the inbounds pass. Aubrey Young set to throw it in. They set it up and get it into Harbaugh left side. Hounded here by Owen Dieters. Works it left. Still on the wing, back down top of the key, now off to Aubrey Young, down to 33 seconds, and there's a foul. Centralia will have one more foul to give, and we're down to 32.2. Bulldogs will throw it in again. This time Abigail White has it. Top of the key, right side pass to Vogel. That's the girl you want to foul, although you have one foul to give, and there's the foul. As Owen Dieters will pick this one up with 25.5 seconds to go. Again, that's the last foul to give, so the next one puts the Bulldogs at the free throw line. And what's been a hiccup for Pretty Prairie all season has been free throw shooting. As a team, just 42% at the line, and you can get a chance to foul McKenna Vogel. That'd be the one you want to foul. And Kramer comes away with a steal on the inbound, and then bouncing it to Owen Dieters. 20 seconds left. Centralia down two, and they get it back. Oh, my goodness. Kramer, the freshman, with a monster steal on the inbounds pass. And Centralia, with 17 and a half seconds remaining, will have the ball down two with a state championship on the line. Wow. The Bulldogs were in prime position. They needed one more pass just to get in, and then the foul would have came, and they would have had a chance at free throws to potentially give themselves a four-point lead. But now, Centralia, 17.5 seconds remaining, will have the ball down to 37-35. My, oh my. Hang with us. Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you, Avery and Owen Dieters, joined by Lena Haverkamp, Abby Flinty, and Jaden Wells in what could be the deciding possession of the 2022 season. 17 and a half seconds to go, Pretty Prairie by two. Lena Haverkamp near sideline to throw it in, and there it goes. Owen Dieters down to 16, gets a high ball screen, knows she wants the three. Kicks it right to Avery for three. No good. Battle for the rebound inside. Ball's on the floor. And a whistle and a tie-up and the possession to Pretty Prairie with 5 seconds to go. Avery Dieters had a look from the right corner. Could not connect. And now Pretty Prairie with the ball back in a two-point lead. A timeout, Centralia. Man. We'll keep it right here. Centralia needs to foul quickly, at least try to get a steal, but have to foul super quick, which would put Pretty Prairie at the line for a 1-1, and ultimately two made free throws would end this game. It's 5 seconds to go. Twice now, Avery and Owen Dieters each had a great look from three here in the last minute. Arguably two of the better shooters Centralia has ever seen. With the game on the line, it's either Avery or Owen, and they have both had opportunities. But it's not over yet. 5.1 seconds left. Pretty Prairie leading 37-35. They have the ball, needing to go the full length of the floor. Panthers will show pressure here. They're fronting everything. Base guarding Abigail White and Jora Harbaugh. They set the screen, get it into Harbaugh. There's the quick foul with 4.2 left. Harbaugh is a 45% free throw shooter, and two made ones here could potentially win the game. Owen now with four fouls. And now you worry if there's a miss. If you're Centralia, you have to block out. As you got Vogel and also 5'10 Bailey Young inside, who's going to be fighting for a potential miss. Here is Jora Harbaugh, 2 points tonight. Her first free throw. In and out, no good. Owen Dieters has it. 3 seconds to go. Gets to half court. Puts it up. No good. And the game is over. The Pretty Prairie Bulldogs are your 1A Division I state champions. They defeat Centralia tonight, 37-35. Absolute heartbreaker for the Centralia Panthers as their dream season has come to an end here in Dodge City. Our final score in the state championship game, Pretty Prairie 37, Centralia 35. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Centralia falls in the state title game to Pretty Prairie, 37-35. We'll recap it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local Shelter Insurance agent in Seneca, David Hutwiss.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA. Just an absolute heartbreaker for the Centralia Panthers here in the state championship game, as it's the 5-seed Pretty Prairie Bulldogs who will hang a banner as they knock off the Panthers here tonight in a wild game, 37-35. Centralia had multiple opportunities, two good looks for three down the stretch, one by Avery Dieters, one from Owen Dieters, both off the mark, no good, and for as good as Centralia was shooting the first two games in this tournament, it all came crashing down with just a tough offensive night, but still had a chance to win the game, but ultimately the final heave at the buzzer by Owen Dieters was no good. And the Bulldogs are getting their medals, and the celebration is on for Pretty Prairie. 37-35 the final is Centralia. 25 straight wins here this season. And closing out at 25-1 with the loss here in the title game. And Pretty Prairie, your state champs, will finish at 25-1. Again, the shooting numbers certainly came back to life for Centralia after being very good in the first two games offensively. They shot just 7 of 21 in the first half, but it was very tough in the second half. 4 for 24, Centralia was under 17%. So in the game, Centralia shoots 11 for 45 for just 24.4%. They hit 5 of 18 from 3, and they were 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Pretty Prairie, they shoot 39% in the game, 14 of 36. They were 4 of 12 from 3 and 5 of 8 from the free throw line, as Pretty Prairie hoisting the trophy right now as we speak. And again, I feel it. I feel the pain here for Centralia. It hurts. Absolute heartbreak in what was just an incredible season for the Centralia Panthers. And again, it ends here tonight in the state title game. 37-35, again, the final score. Let's dive into some of the numbers in this state championship game, and we'll start with Pretty Prairie. They were led by McKenna Vogel, who was an absolute beast. She had a near triple-double tonight. 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 block shots. Just a difference maker, and certainly the Bulldogs MVP in this ball game. But 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 block shots for McKenna Vogel. They got 9 points from Aubrey Young. They got 8 from Abigail White. And then multitude of players with 2 apiece. You had Emma Hendrickson, Grace Webster, Jora Harbaugh, Bailey Young, and Trinity Cruz, all with 2 points for the Bulldogs. And again, just not much outside of Avery and Owen Dieters. They did everything they could tonight for the Panthers, as they had 33 of the 35 points for Centralia. Avery finishing with 17 points. She was 5 of 15 shooting, 3 of 6 from 3. She added 4 rebounds and a steal as well. Her sister Owen, 5 of 11 shooting, 2 of 6 from 3. She had 16 and 5 rebounds. And the lone other 2 came on the hands of Lena Haberkamp, who really struggled tonight. 1 of 12 shooting for Haberkamp and 0 for 3 from downtown. But again, just the shooting numbers just not ideal tonight, and they certainly played well enough defensively to win this game, but I think you got to credit Pretty Prairie. Their defense certainly was an issue, as again, Vogel had 8 blocks. They had 2 more from 2 other players. Grace Webster and Bailey Young each had 1, so they had 10 block shots in the game. No blocks for Centralia. Centralia did not have an assist in the second half. And again, just 4 for 24 shooting in the second half for Centralia. And still, with a shot to win the game, falls short. As Centralia jumped out to a 13-12 lead at the end of 1, they trailed by 3 at halftime. And then it was a 7-5 Centralia advantage going into the fourth quarter. And then Pretty Prairie with an 8-7 advantage after taking a 1-point lead into the fourth quarter. 15 lead changes and 5 ties in this game. And the largest lead of the game was 6. Multiple times Pretty Prairie had at least a 6-point lead. Man, like I said, it's heartbreak. I just want to give a shout-out to everybody listening. If you're in Centralia listening, if you have been listening, thank you so much. I have enjoyed watching this team, covering their games all year long. I feel the pain, trust me, absolute heartbreak. And just an incredible season again, just is going to fall short here in the state title game, as Pretty Prairie is your Class 1A Division I state champions. They win it here tonight over Centralia, 37-35. It is now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. I said it in the pregame, said it a couple times throughout the broadcast. McKenna Vogel was the difference maker, could be and was the difference maker for Pretty Prairie. A near triple-double tonight for her. 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 block shots. And just an incredible game for her. But obviously, huge shout-out to Avery and Owen Dieters, who combined for 33 of Centralia's 35 points as they get their team picture taken with the second-place trophy. And I understand it. You try to smile, but you just can't. You understand the time and the grind that you have put in all season long to win every single game you have played up to this point. and falling just short in the fashion that they did is crushing, heartbreaking, and I feel it. But just what a great season for Centralia. It will come up short here in the title game. Want to thank Kirk Kilman. Great stuff all year long. My boy back home behind the ones and the twos, always keeping us locked in and on the air. For everyone who followed our local teams here at state tournaments, appreciate it very much. But it's over. The basketball season is done, as we will now kind of transition ourselves into spring sports, which will keep our coverage high and tight once we get to the spring sports season. But disappointed, as you all listening, wanted Centralia to win this one badly, but it just was not enough tonight, as the Pretty Prairie Bulldogs, again, are your 1A Division I state champions. The final score, one final time, Pretty Prairie 37, Centralia 35, here in the state title game in Dodge City. Thanks again for everyone listening. For Kurt back in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman, signing off one final time. Thanks for listening all season here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.